The Bethel City Council last night took one step towards a possible return to local option status. By a 4-3 vote, they introduced an ordinance which, if passed by a council next month, would let voters decide in October whether to allow alcohol sales solely through a city-run liquor store. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
A possible vote on local option comes as the city appeals the state's Alcoholic Beverage Control Board's rejection of their protest of the Bethel Native Corporation's liquor store application. The surprise move by the ABC board led Councilmember Chuck Herman to propose having the city be the only liquor seller in town.
It's really put our status as a community into question. It's unclear if now we're going to be able to protest anything at all. It's unclear if the advisory vote is going to matter. Those are really the reasons that I see this. And then secondary to that, we will be able to fund if we need more police or we'll have extra revenue to work with.
Local option includes provisions for additional local control, like limiting sales to residents of Bethel. That's not possible under private sales. The State Liquor Board will be here in October for a public hearing that's following a new advisory vote expected to influence whether the council protests future liquor licenses. But that's not guaranteed, as four council seats are up for election. Bethel resident Dave Trantham spoke out against the council advancing local option.
And if the people of Bethel want to go back into local option, they can start the same kind of initiative that we had to get out of local option. It should be coming from us peasants at grassroots. It should not be coming from you.
Councilmember Heather Pike reminded the council of what drove citizens out of local option, including the limits on importation and database tracking purchases.
I myself, I was tired of being treated like a criminal. I felt like I was a criminal when we were under local option. Like, Mama, can I go to the store?
Bethel left local option in 2009, and citizens voted again in 2010 to stay out while still rejecting local sales. That developed a liquor status that allows for unlimited importation and no local sales. It's a middle ground that some call a compromise and others say creates a bootlegger's paradise. A local option vote would change that reality. The path to Bethel's future status remains uncharted. Vice Mayor Leif Albertson was concerned about a very complicated ballot on October 6th.
If someone's first choice was to stay the way we are right now, I'm not sure how they should vote on this in the next election. Should they vote no, yes, local option, or no, vote local option, and then possibly end up with private sales, which are less restrictive?
Gearing up for October, Councilmember Zach Fansler has lost faith in the board that has the final word on liquor licenses.
Will they allow us to keep it? We don't know. They're judge, jury, and executioner now. They're going to come out here in October, and they're going to be the arbiter of what is best for Bethel. And they have overstepped their bounds. They have put us as a community at odds against one another. And they should never, ever, ever have thought that that was okay.
A public hearing is scheduled for August 11th. The council can decide then whether to send the local option question to voters. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.